We're back on the air from game two tonight as the Cantaloupe Giants take on East Peoria. Both teams coming in at 2-0. Welcome to our pregame show. It's brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop at 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. Megan, our engineer, back in the studios. Bob and Leon, both of us have returned for action here tonight. Stretched their legs a couple of minutes. Did some jumping jacks, getting ready for some basketball here as the Canton Little Giants take on East Peoria. Longtime rival between these teams, and not only with the, you know, the conference has implications of that, but again, regional play at times a few years ago, and it's just always been a good rival between these two particular schools, Bob. And no matter what kind of sport we're in, but it seems like basketball probably more than any of the others.
Yeah, I think when you listen or watch this game tonight, you're going to hear two things probably quite often, and that's competitive and physical. I think with both these teams, you're going to see a lot of both aspects of the game. Who can overcome the mistakes made from the first two games and survive with wins? They can't be made tonight to try and get that third win and win this tournament.
We look at the wins. Canton edges Delavan in the opening night, 53-50. Again, a big night from Cooper Smith. Got us off to a quick start. Garrett Brandt had the big fourth quarter there. Lucas Ketchum came along with eight in night number two. Last night, Canton gets by IVC, 43-32. Got off to the great start last night, 18-3. Struggled the rest of the game. Used the strength of the third period there by Garrett Brandt. He had 11. Little Giants have not particularly shot free throws. Very good. Last night, 3 out of 11. And opening night, they were 14 out of 19. So there are a couple of different areas we need to do a little bit of better job there, Bob.
Absolutely. If we're going to be aggressive and try and go to the line, you know, as far as driving to the basket and getting contact, you better make a lot more free throws than what you made last night, because East Peoria is the team we've seen so far that will take advantage of those mistakes.
When you look at tonight for East Peoria, they're going to be minus Jacob Teagarden, their 6'8 center, hampered he's on crutches, ankle, we assume, a little bit more severe than possibly that, so he may miss a little playing time definitely tonight. But you take a look at the Canton Little Giants, and again, coming back tonight, the full squad, and I think starting to get some of the legs underneath them, some of the football players, they will contribute, and I think maybe we'll go a little bit deeper. We'll see tonight in the matchup here for the Little Giants and East Peoria tonight.
I totally agree. I think you're going to see the benches involved probably more tonight than what they have been the first two, and you know, I think you might see a few more fouls in tonight's game, because if there is a fatigue, what's the first thing you do when your legs are tired? You reach. Hopefully we're not going to see a lot of it, but I wouldn't be surprised if we did.
Pregame continues, brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop, 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. Bob and I will have more coming up right before the tip. Canton, East Peoria, streamed online, 1560WBYS.com. Back in a minute.
Here's the scoop on something to tempt your sweet tooth. It's Your Churn. It's a new premium ice cream with deliciously decadent flavors. Indulge yourself. Take home It's Your Churn premium ice cream today.
Stop into your Canton Hy-Vee today and satisfy your sweet tooth with It's Your Churn ice cream, a new premium ice cream available only at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup.
Extra
and
mustard.
As watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Back here, we're getting close to our tip-off tonight. And again, we'll take a look at a little bit about East Peoria. Their opening wins have been 48-38 over IVC. Again, it has been Braden Weber, definitely all tourney, again, material there. He had 21 in the opening night, including 13 in the second quarter. Also, Braden Weber had 20 last night. But the unique thing about him, he did it for opening night with threes last night for the field and free throws. So you never know what you're going to get out of him. Try to defend him. That will be a key component. With the loss of Teagarden tonight, they'll look for Cole Morton and also Crippen, a couple of extra guys there. But I think Cole Morton, I mentioned that, you know, I think that he's done a pretty good job. He does a lot of little things for them, handling the basketball, passing, can shoot from time to time. But again, I think, again, with Crippen and Morton, they have to do some pick up the scoring tonight.
I absolutely agree. I think it's all going to start with perimeter play for East Peoria, you know, when you lose your 6'9 post player. But I thought when Teagarden got hurt last night, I thought they played pretty well, you know, despite the size deficiency they have from losing him. So hopefully they can build on the success they had last night in tonight's game. The thing for me is the Little Giants can't make it easy, especially on the inside.
Give you a quick keys to the game, Bob. When you take a look at the matchup, Cantonese Peoria, and again, you can throw in the factor, longtime rivals. Both these guys are real good friends. They text each other. They have a lot of communications. They coach a lot the same and the way that they go about it. What's kind of the matchup tonight? What's the biggest concern?
Well, I think for East Peoria, you know, to have success, they need to be able to score from the outside to actually, you know, cover the fact that they can't score that much in for them in the middle. I think for the Little Giants, it's all about consistency. You know, try and play for four quarters, you know, and with some intensity and not have those slow quarters like last night. You don't want to escape with wins. You want to win them outright.
Braden Pate will be the guy who will be starting, looking out over there. He'll be the replacement for Teagarden in the starting five for East Peoria. That's our pregame. It's brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop at 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. The anthem and the starting lineup when we return in 2 minutes with Little Giant Basketball.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Back here again, our starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine in Canton. Call 649-1572 for a free injury screen. They fix sports injuries. It'll be a start tonight for 5'11 senior Brandon Pate tonight. He'll come off the bench. And also tonight will be 6'1 and a junior Cole Morton, also a 6'4 senior Brock Crippen. Also another start tonight for East Peoria, 6'3 and a senior will be Braden Weber. He's been one of the leading scorers in this Thanksgiving tournament. And also a start tonight and will be for 6'2 and a senior, again, Grant Hagedorn for Matt Wright. Matt Wright is his fifth year. And the Raiders are enrollment of 1,011. They are dressed in the maroon and gold. They are the Raiders. They're in their first tournament. Braves Fury since the 2007-08 season. That was when Bryce Donaldson was playing. Their starting lineup tonight for Coach Gene Murphy. In his fourth season a year ago, Little Giants 5-22. They have a coaching staff. It includes Cody Myers, Ken Brent, B.J. McCollum, and those are the starting tonight lineup here for the Little Giants. 6'2" and a sophomore, Garrett Brent tonight will get to start for the Little Giants at a guard. Also a 6'3" junior, and he's also opening some eyes. And nearly going is Cooper Smith. He'll be a tough challenge tonight for East Korea's defense. Also a 5'9" guard, he's a sophomore. K.O., that's Caleb Owens for the Canton Little Giants. 6'5" and a forward tonight, a junior. Clay Schrader, he came alive last night. I hope that he'll continue his play tonight. He'll be a starting forward and a center. And is 6'7", a senior. It's Pterodactyl. That's Lucas Ketchum tonight for the Canton Little Giants. As the Little Giants are coached by Jay Murphy and Matt Wright, both teams come in at 2-0. Our starting lineups are brought to you by Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine. Call 649-1572 for a free injury screen. They fix sports injuries. So it feels like conference, but it's kind of a preview to the Midland High Conference. These two teams will get together a little bit later in the month of December. On a Monday night, they'll begin a long week of basketball, and that is part of the Washington tournament. 8 minutes on the clock. Little Giants decked out in white, trimmed and purple, trip controlled by Cooper Smith, and Caleb Owens will handle at the point. We'll see what East Peoria fall back in defensively, and looks like they may be on a man-to-man. Ball stolen away, turned over by the Little Giants. First possession to this near side is Weber. He can beat you in a multitude of ways. Through three, he can get you inside, shoot free throws, field goals. Top of the key, it's Morton. Cole reverses it to the opposite side. Hagedorn looks against the Little Giant defense. They fall back into the zone. 2-3 on the perimeter, but Cooper with that length out there against Weber. Drive through the lane. Turnaround jumper. Banked it. No good. Ball tap out. Who gets it? East Peoria saves it in the front court. With it's Morton. Short corner. With the basketball is Crippen. Catch him there against him. He got the size advantage definitely. Crippen, and he beats him baseline. Double team there. Nice switch there by Schrader. Covering up at the top of the key. Pate with a three. That's another option for having him in their lineup. He can shoot the three. 6:52, and East Peoria, 3-0. Caleb, that's what he needs to do. Attack all the way to the free throw line there, Bob. That's huge. Again, KO out front. Schrader sets the screen, trying to get Brandt, and that's Cooper Smith with a three to the opposite side.
Nice answer by the junior.
It's a good way the Little Giants option there with the tray. Both teams at 3-3 tie. 6:27. We get to the opening first quarter here. Off the baseline, Pate. And again, it's those type of things, just the awkward bounce pass that you'll see. The one-handed little bounce pass there. And the ball's knocked out of bounds.
In the short corner through a double team.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
6:21, East Peoria inbounds the far sideline. That's Cole Morton. And again, back out front. They'll reset the offense with Hagedorn. Teagardner, senior, 6'8", missing tonight on crutches. And back out front is Weber. Leans against Cooper Smith, but he did a good job keeping his balance and good footing there for defensive purposes. KO didn't bite. Weber inside, swatted away. Good job there on the tandem of Schrader and Ketchum. Cooper Smith down the lane. Shots, little shot in the lane. And it's quickly 5-3. Cooper Smith and the Canton Little Giant.
Points in the paint.
By 45. They walk it up. Front court, that's Pate. Turns, spins against KO. It's a good assignment for KO tonight against Pate because he's a very physical player, Pate is. And then East Peoria threw them all the way down the middle of the lane. That's their first turnover.
Both teams have won.
5:34. Again, good first game, 57-53, won by Delavan tonight. Garrett Brandt, Schrader out on the arc. Had a nice game last night for the Little Giants, double figures. Also, Garrett Brandt has some key baskets in both first two games. KO back out front. Now they go to 2-3 zone is East Peoria, long three. Schrader misses it at the backside of the bankboard. And a rebound down the floor by Cole Morton. 5-3, Little Giants. That's Weber, a long three, misses everything. Cooper Smith out of the pack. He sees the numbers. He races, kicks it to the near side. Garrett Brent for a three. Bounces, too strong. Schrader fights for it. Up, and he got fouled. Nice underneath physicality underneath there. Cole Morton took a shot to the upper part of his jaw. He comes out of the pack there.
You're wearing your stripes down there.
Trader's become a little bit more physical. You can see he really worked on the upper structure of his body there. That's a foul against Weber. It's his first as a team as well. Schrader to the free throw line. Attaboy. Clay Schrader. Before this season's over, I think this is the main guy. If he comes to play every night and he has the physicality, he has the ability to score, Bob, he can be a difference in getting us to that next little level, being consistent game in and game out.
I'll take that.
7-3. Little Giants up here, 4:47. Got off to the good start last night, but then kind of petered out middle part of the game and kind of resurrected a little bit of that third period last night. Better team did win, but did not play very well. Weber launches a three to the near side. Off balance shot, no good. High with the rebound. Catch him. Out of the pack comes Cooper Smith. Got a guy the ability to take you off the dribble, and he does. Off the left side, it's good.
That's a tough shot.
Yeah, it is. Started stop seven in this first period of the nine. The Little Giants up by six. Nice move there by Cooper Smith. 4-12. East Peoria will kick it out. Weber. Pate drives through traffic. Off the glass, no good. High with the rebound. Catch him to Cooper Smith. Bounce pass leads Carrot Brandt and led him too long. Too far down off that left side. You know, I like the numbers. I like the numbers, but again, don't have to be in that all-fire too much of a hurry.
I agree.
9-3 advantage at the four-minute mark.
It's a turnover like that, and the main basket for your opponent can totally swing momentum you've got.
It does, doing it, and it seems like we do it more than most teams when it happens to us. 3:52, Pate, also in the lineup out there. For them, Elijah Bennett, who's played a lot in the first two games, lob it underneath to Weber. And the trees, backs it in. Nice job there by Weber.
Oh, that's a tough shot.
It is. Kind of backed it up. Cooper Smith had a kind of pull off there. 9-5 now. Little Giants with the lead. That's carrying the basketball out front.
And Cahill's going to have to watch that.
Yep.
He's a borderline player when it comes to that carrying the ball.
So three turnovers by the Little Giants. 9-5 here with the 3:32 mark.
Hopefully he'll learn from that and keep a better grip and try and keep his hand on the side and not get called for the carry.
Canton will open up a week from Friday against Washington in the Mid-Atlantic. Girls and boys, 5:30, 6:30 next Friday. We'll be back here Monday night. Canton girls take on Macomb at 7. 3:15, East Peoria. That's Bennett. Got to be leery of him. He'll take you off the dribble. He's a little stronger than he looks out there. Looking off the baseline to this near side. It's Crippen. Guarded there by Ketchum. Steps outside the arc, and then they threw it away. So it's a couple of turnovers by the Raiders. See if we can capitalize. Cooper Smith, far side. Garrett Bryant launches the three. Too strong. Ball kicks out. Weber tracks it down. 9-5. Canton leads 2:47.
And nobody down there for the rebound.
Back out front. Pate almost a steal. Good defense on the perimeter there by Smith and KO. Now between the circle. That's Pate. Off the dribble. There's Morton. Cut off. Turn. Spins. Shot no good. Again. Going to be a quick foul by Pate. He has a tendency to, Bob, be over-aggressive at times.
He likes to play basketball at 145 miles per hour.
You can do that maybe if you come off the bench, but not when you're starting. It's his first team second. Little Giants that, again, will sub. Evan Otto checks in. And who else? Luke Randall. And the CKO will sit, and so will Schrader. So it'll be Luke Randall inbounding. Otto, Smith, Ketchum, and Brandt. That's the five for Little Giants here. And the first period is 2:30. 9-5, got out to that 7-3 lead. Cooper Smith, double team, almost a steal. Needs some help here. Got to find somebody open. Right. He is. Garrett Brandt open.
Oh,
attaboy.
Way to keep your head up.
Good code awareness, and Garrett ready for it. Grabbed it and shot it in. 11-5, first two of the night by Brandt. Great assist there by Cooper Smith. 11-5, good reaction on that perimeter. Little Giants up by six, coming up on the two-minute mark here. Off the baseline, right corner, it's Crippen, pointing the directions. He wants to set a screen. Wanted to get the screen and roll. Pate, that's not the guy you really want to get matched up against Luke Randall. A three to this near side, and it's good by Cole Morton. Can't forget about him. He does the little intangible type of thing. 11-8, big three by EP. Coming up on the minute 37 mark here. Now push between the circle. Otto, Ketchum is open momentarily. Now he gets it to Ketchum. Attaboy, turn, squares. Nice job. Got some space. Ketchum with a nice back me in shot off the glass. 13-8. Well, we need to do more of that.
I agree.
I think it makes it so much easier for everything else.
And we've talked about that both games so far already.
13-8. Little Giants advantage with a minute 10. We come to play. We can be pretty decent, you know, at the early going here. Ball, then a late whistle and a foul. Bailed him out because he had three guys around one single guy from EP.
Pretty sure it's on Lucas Ketchum.
Yep.
It is.
It's going to be against Ketchum. It's his first as a team. But it will send East Peoria to the free throw line. It's Weber. Free throw is good. He's had 21. He's had 20. Back-to-back nights. He's on my all-tourney selection. We'll have that for you, of course, at the tail end of tonight's game here. The all-tourney selection. His third point of the night. Couple of threes by East Peoria. And a field goal and a free throw here by Weber. 13-9. They're trying to get the double figures here, and Weber misses it. High with the rebound is Schrader. Minute mark here, 13-9, Little Giants lead. On the attack, Cooper Smith kicks out the near side. Otto with the three. Too strong on that one. Hit to the near side here. Cooper takes it back through, stripped away. Schrader just inside. Oh, that was a tough break there because I thought that was a pretty good play. Missed it there. I thought he set. I thought it was fundamentally a good play there, Bob.
I did too.
13-9, 47 seconds. 13-9, the Little Giants advantage. To the near corner, Weber. Trying to get the ball to Bennett, guarded there by Otto. 36 seconds here, 13-9. Quick pass, and they threw it away. Stop is going to be to Pate. He let it go by him. That's the third by EP.
Canton also a three.
31 seconds left here in this first period. And again, getting off to the quick start tonight. They have both nights here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. 13-9, a little moisture taking care of that along the bench. The basketball had a little moisture on it.
Murph needs to cut down on his sweating over there.
Again, a game one tonight, 56-53. Delavan edges IVC. Well-played game by both teams there. Delavan found a way to win. You take a look at them, kind of the early games they lost to the Little Giants early, 53-50, and then lost 51-50. So they were due to pick up a win. They got it tonight.
And mostly close games throughout the tournament.
And that's going to be one of those things, I think, you know, Delavan, look at them. It's always a good measuring streak. They come in here, larger schools, and it really does help them over the time period. Helped, again, a couple of years ago, Illini Central helped them. Yep, Moose Heart. A couple of different teams have played here in regards to that. 14 seconds here. 13-9. Cooper Smith handles out the point with seven. Crossover, top of the key. Drives down the lane, off-balance shot. Couldn't get it to go. East Peoria at the rebound. Flings the shot up, falls short. At the end of one, nice start for the Little Giants. They lead it 13-9. Canton with the lead at the end of the opening quarter, second quarter, with coverage of Little Giant basketball back here in 1 minute on WBYS.
Mid-America National Bank offers plenty of reasons to bank with us. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer.
I'm Jody Wilcoxon, Business Banking Associate. Mid-America offers all the financial services you need, from online banking, online bill pay, and a convenient mobile banking app, to lending, trust, and investment services. We've got you covered for personal and business.
To learn more, visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
13-9 in favor of the Little Giants. Got up to that 7-3 lead. And again, I would say we struggle, but again, it was difficult at times for us to get the ball in a hole. But again, we're battling. You know, we're kind of trying to play through those kind of stretches early in this game here, Bob.
Definitely playing hard on both ends.
So East Peoria possession to begin this second quarter. Morton, near side, Bennett. He'll take you off the dribble here. Guarded there by Otto. Between the circle, that's Morton, three. Sinks it. He's come to play each and every night. Had a little struggle early in game one, but after that time, he's really settled in. Does a lot of things for this team. 13-12 now. With an East Peoria three to the near side. Possession, Canton down the lane. Evan glides through, missed the shot. He won't miss those later in the year. Against the travel against East Peoria. Turnover. You know, with Evan, he's trying to get everything down for the basketball part of it. Those things, because he really works hard in basketball in the offseason. Does a lot of work. And, again, one of the things, you know, he's trying to create interior. I think those shots will go down.
I like the work. Just use the glass.
Yep. Back out front, Schrader. One-point advantage, Little Giants here. Second period. Bounce pass to the post, knocked away. And that was Crippen, got his hand in there and knocked it away.
As soon as your teammate creates that open look in the low post,
yeah,
you have to get the ball down here immediately. 1 second of hesitation, the ball gets knocked out of bounds.
You got Schrader, Randall, Cooper Smith will inbound, Otto, and Brandt. That's the five for the Little G's. 7-12, second period. From Alice Ingersoll, Jim. Schrader. Between the circle, Brandt catches it, protects it. Cooper Smith tried to get the ball to Luke Randall. He was open momentarily, and then he threw it away. Again, he was there in position, and then we get a foul. It's going to be against Schrader. Silly, silly foul. Or did who did it call against? Otto? Yep, Evan Otto. One of these players I knew. Silly foul. Second as a team against the Little Giants. But again, a turnover by the Little Giants as well.
And that's five for Kim.
So they're right back in this game. Off the baseline, right side. It's Morton. Crippen. Swings it to Bennett. Lobs it. Weber in the post. He plays a lot bigger than he is when he gets in between there. He has the ability to get in between the defenders. That's his fifth point. And they have their first lead. 14-13. It comes here at the 6:29 mark of the second period. Little Giants now. They go to a little bit of that kind of a 1-2-2 zone. A little shift out of that. We'll see it from time to time. And then he stepped on the sideline here. Another Little Giant turnover.
You have to know where you are on the court.
Again, composure. Keep your composure. Just because things don't always go right, you got to find a way to fight through those things.
And you've got to learn to take the pressure from the opponent.
Yep.
They're going to pressure the basketball every chance they get.
KO back in the lineup. Otto, Schrader, Smith, and Ketchum. That's the five for the Little Giants. 6-10. 14-13. Weber, nice job there by Cooper Smith and a reach and a foul by Weber. That's going to be his second.
And that's turnover number five for East Peoria.
Nice job there by Cooper Smith. You got to give that physicality right back. That's a good example of it right there, Bob.
Now you're taking their leading score of the tournament out of the game.
Yep. Again, they will sub with Pate. Brandon Pate and Bennett, who they will sub for. Weber stays on the court. They may pay a price for that.
You're going to go right at him.
Oh, yeah, exactly. IQ in basketball, you got to understand those situations. If common guys like Bob and I do, they must understand it. 6 minute mark here. Second period. KO attacks off the left baseline. Ketchum slides to the low block area. Got to get him inactive. Again, the high post there flashes. You got to lob the ball up there. You know, Ketchum. Round the baseline under here to the Schrader. Weber, and they're going to call a foul.
It should be on Schrader, probably.
Yep. End of three quarters, and this is in the crossover at Bushnell. Is Farmington 55, Bushnell 34. That's a third-place game in that crossover tournament at Bushnell tonight, although Farmington went in undefeated. 3-0.
That foul was on Schrader, Leon.
Okay, so Schrader picks up his first.
And that's turnover number seven for Canton.
Again, lob it to the far sideline. Cole Morton, and a quick body check there by KO.
Here's the funny thing. The first quarter, they nearly called anything.
Yeah.
They've blown the whistle three times already here in the last minute and a half.
Yeah, you can never, if you're a player, never get a good read on what you can expect to be called in games. So 5:26 left here in the second period. Lob it out front. East Peoria catches it. Weber drives through traffic, and he just a scoring machine. Field goal underneath there. 7 points by Weber. Undersized. You look at him, he's 6'3".
Plays a lot bigger than what
he
is.
Yeah, he is. 16-13, East Peoria with the advantage. Bounce pass, almost threw it away. Canton needs a big bucket here. KO. Wouldn't pull the trigger. Cooper Smith out in the arc. Sizes up. They go to a 1-3-1. Off the far side, Brandt. Make the decisive free throw line. It is Schrader down the lane. Ooh, rolled it up. No good.
Got a way to travel, too.
I thought he just should have shot from where he was at.
I totally agree.
That's the carry the basketball. Turnover by East Peoria. Gives it right back.
That's six for East Peoria.
4:42 of the second. And we get a timeout by Coach Jay Murphy at the Little Giant bench. It is East Peoria 16, Canton 13, 4:42. Full timeout here in the Thanksgiving tournament. Back in a minute on WBYS.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Obviously, we've made a lot of changes.
This is Dwayne Wade.
Wade on home! Tony, that is finished! Dwayne Wade!
Rajon Rondo.
Right side three and a big money shot!
We're really excited about the possibilities that are in front of us.
This is Chuck Swirsky. Join Bill Weddington and me for every Chicago Bulls basketball game here.
Wade, open three. Bam! Dwayne Wade!
That was pretty.
Yes, it was.
The Chicago Bulls play here.
Listen to the Chicago Bulls all season long on the voice of Fulton County, WBYS.
7-0 run to this quarter. Advantage East Peoria. Little Giants have been shut down again. This has been our bugaboo. Into the third night now, second period.
We've only had two shot attempts the entire quarter so far.
4:32. KO out front. Schrader. Catch him in the low block area.
He's got to work the ball down there.
Brandt drives through. Back out front. Schrader trying to keep working here. That's KO down the lane. Shot was partially blocked. Then it's going to be a travel. Again, no foul on the contact, but again, the after effect, that's again a travel.
Since our fourth turnover of the quarter, eighth of the game.
16-13 here. Trying to hang close, not let this game get away from us. Between the circle, the catch here, Cole Morton finds another way to get a three. Third three of this first half, 19-13.
Mike, who's supposed to yard now?
Yep. 19-13. I put him on my alternate team. 3:52.
I did the same.
Cooper Smith, we always think too much alike. That scares me. KO on the perimeter, swings it. Garrett Brandt, short corner. You got to give it to Ketchum, and he is open in the short corner. That's going to get your shooter open. Catch him, floats along the baseline. He works his butt off down the low block area. Again, Cooper Smith finds a way long range.
That's a nice answer. Yeah. I agree, we've got to get the ball on the inside.
19-16, 3:22. Down in the line, a throw away by East Peoria.
Seven.
Again, the advantage. Cooper Smith in the free throw line. Nice little crossover off the left side. It gets in off the glass. Basket will count. Nice little move at the top of the free throw line by the junior, Cooper Smith. Again, a big field goal there by the Little Giants. It gets them back within one. And it's a second on feet. And who do they replace him with? I didn't see. It was a, let's see. Who do they replace him with? Bennett. Yeah, that's who Bennett. And again, it'll be Cooper Smith to the free throw line. Looking for point number 13 in this game. And he sinks it. Got it down. Little Giants back tied here, 19 apiece.
That was a big play.
It was. After they led 7-3, led 13-9 at the opening quarter, and then it was a 7-0 run by EP. Stopped here by a quick 6-0 run now by the Little Giants. 3-minute mark here. Off the baseline, East Peoria whips it to Matthews. Off the dribble, lets it travel.
That is turnover number 8 for East Peoria.
My mind doesn't think mathematically like Bob's does. That's the one thing that our minds don't operate well. Mine's a little slower on the math when you're trying to think of the run, 7-0, but it is an answer by a 6-0 run here. Both all the points coming from Cooper Smith here. 2:46, 19-19 now. Cooper Smith right at the apex of the circle there against the zone now. That is Otto in the lane. Ping pong through it. Smith off balance, kicks it off the glass and in.
Tough angle, too.
He's taking control. 8 in this period. 21-19. He's taking every bit of his points to put us back in the lead here. And again, we answer again with our own 8-0 run. 21-19, Little Giants. Matthews almost threw it away. And an awkward shot almost went in by Morton. That was an acrobatic shot there. That thing almost went in.
Kid's got some hang time, doesn't he?
Yep. 2-minute mark here. Far sideline, Garrett Brett with a 3 to the opposite side. Take 3. Nice run by the Little Giants. 24-19. I like the way that we have answered that little bit of sluggish start in the second period. Minute 58 left here in the half. 24-19. The Canton lead against East Peoria back here in 30 seconds.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Minute 58, Sean and I are on the clock of the second period. Little Giants, nice little run on themselves here with a 24-19 advantage. They'll play the D. Ottawa meets across the timeline Cole Morton. Flips the pass to the opposite side to Hagedorn. Of course, they're missing Teagarden. Out with an ankle with the crutches there. Jumper left side, no good. Rebound control by Cooper Smith.
Probably wasn't the best shot opportunity for them at that moment.
A minute 40. Jumper left side, Otto spins it out, no good. About a 10-footer off to the left side there. Might have rushed it a little bit.
We
did not have anybody rebounding-wise.
That's where I was going to.
Minute 26. Matthews, now we pick up our intensity defensively. That's a good thing here in this stretch.
Got to pressure the basketball.
Hagedorn back out front. And again, back out front here, between the circle. And with the possession is Cole Morton. Again, they'll have it with 20, the far side with a minute 5 between the circle. It's Cole Morton back out top of the free throw line. Crippen with a field goal. Crippen with a big field goal. He's had some key shots both first nights for them.
I don't think he shoots enough.
Nope. 24-21. Again, here at the 46-second mark here. Canton and Otto tries to answer. Lobbed it. There you go. To catch underneath reverses it. There's what you got to do. Get it over the top, down the low block area, and let catch do the rest of it.
He knows what to do with it once
yes,
he gets her out.
26-21, up by 5 with 26 seconds. Again, Little Giants, and again, Cooper Smith leading short of 15 in this first half. Canton up 26-21.
Plus, they've also got Cooper Garden-Weber.
Yep.
So he's got to work it up on our both ends.
10-second mark here off the far side. That's Morton with 4. Picked up his dribble from the free throw line. Crippen. Shot no good. Tap up, and it goes in. Weber with a tap at the horn. Weber with the tip in, and it counts 26-23. Tight game as we head to intermission. Little Giants with the lead, 26-23. Halftime is brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser. It's at 135 North 5th and Canton, your perfect postgame stop. Back here in 2 minutes.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day for service that can't be beat. Call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup.
Extra
and
mustard.
It's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam! Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam!
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Quick start for the Little Giants. Got them out to a 7-0 lead. They led 13-9. Again, East Peoria battled back, took the lead. They were up by 6, and the Little Giants went on a nice little run there. Again, led by Cooper Smith. Again, in that stretch there, he had 8 points of his 15 in the scoring department, and they kept the Little Giants out in front here, 26-23. I like the way that we fought through that period there, Bob, where we just get a little bit out of sync there and not making the right kind of passes once in a while, but being efficient offensively. But I like the way that we turned things around at the tail end of that second period there.
When we do have those situations where we're not playing our best basketball, or like you just phrased, you know, we get out of sync, I like the fact that we don't go that way for an entire quarter. We seem to try and force the issue to generate a basket or make a defensive stop to get that momentum back in our favor. And we've done a good job, actually all three nights so far, of showing the ability to do that.
Halftime, here's the Little Giants out in front, 26-23. That was a spot, a late tip-in by Braden Weber. And that closed the gap there, but it's a three-point advantage. Little Giants have led on occasion. They led early by, again, 6 points early. And, again, that's one of the biggest lead by either team here tonight. But at halftime here, two teams poised to go 3-0. Canton in the advantage here at halftime, 26-23. Halftime brought to you by Monocle's Pizza. And Monocle's your perfect postgame stop, 135 North 5th in Canton. Bob and I will have the stats, individual scoring. We will return to Alice Ingersoll Gym in 90 seconds.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna outdoor power equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna power equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
back here on the Little Giant Halftime Show. It's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza. A guy that I know from the early days, because he's the same age as my son, so I know that he graduated pretty close to 2003, Ryan Smith. What brings you back here, man? I know you're around the Canton Pekin area. You're up in Chicago, so you've done a lot of different things. What you doing these days there, Ryan?
Living actually in Chicago now. Just back for Thanksgiving to see the family and wanted to step in and check out the Thanksgiving tournament, man. It's a great tournament to see every year.
What was it? Because you were so dedicated to basketball, man, when you were a kid, didn't you? I mean, you gave your life and blood to a lot of basketball and played all the way, to your junior year?
Yeah, absolutely. So played a few years in college, and it was good, man. I don't know. I fell in love with basketball at an early age, and I think Canton has a lot of opportunities for kids growing up with sports, you know, and for some reason I took to basketball, and I love this gym. I love being around the atmosphere that the Turkey Tournament brings, too. So.
Yeah, what was some of the players you were played against back in those days, back in 2003, that particular time? That was the year of the undefeated football season, so had a lot of things going on that year, right, for your group?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for a few years around my age in high school, you know, we had some good football teams, some good basketball players came through those years. It was good. A lot of good athletes, man. A lot of good athletes these days, too, I can see.
I know one thing about it, Ryan. You don't want to make this guy mad because he'll kick your butt. Because this guy, now you've done a lot of different things. Martial arts, you've done a lot of different things, right, in regards to a different sport, right? Tell us a bit about what you've done from time to time over the last few years.
Yeah, so when I got out of school playing basketball, I actually started training a little bit of Muay Thai kickboxing and jiu-jitsu, and I actually competed in MMA and as a professional MMA fighter for about 8 years. So
what was that good. Like? Take us through that, what the training was like. You talk about giving your blood to, like, basketball. What was that like to kind of dedicate yourself for that number of years?
Yeah, you know, honestly, the dedication that I learned from basketball, you know, in Canton really helped out with that. And, you know, more than anything, it was just intense. It was fun, a lot of fun, intense. And, you know, as I got older, I just looking for more sustainable workout methods, if you will. I still coach, I still teach, I still work out. But, yeah, so it's good, you know. A lot of the dedication's paid off from basketball into MMA, so.
Yeah, well, what's kind of life, what's the future for you now? What's the sort of things you look, family, that sort of thing around here, or what?
You know, honestly, I'm living up in Chicago. I live in Wrigleyville.
Celebrating
the Cubs victory, obviously, Leon. You know, it's good, man. I'm just enjoying life in Chicago right now, you know, just kind of making my own with a career in
awesome.
Transportation, and, yeah, just kind of seeing what the future holds, so.
Absolutely. Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming up here. Enjoy your coffee there and
latte
or whatever you got there. But
thank you guys for bringing me up here, man. I appreciate
Ryan,
it.
Ryan, always good to see you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
I knew him and my son grew up together time back to 2003 there. Ryan Smith, buddy, appreciate it. Thanks for coming up. Thank you, always. Good to see you. More coming up. Our halftime continues. It's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza. And, Bobby, we always like to wow them with the people from the past there. Those are
the
neat things here, Ryan Smith. And I tell you what, he and my son were real close friends playing basketball together at the Y, and very competitive with Sir Ryan Smith. And one of the things that we didn't get a chance to mention, he actually, his sophomore season, led the Middle Illini in scoring. That was about 2002 or 2001 during that time, led the conference there. So a great, great young man there. So we appreciate it.
A lot of fun seeing him.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at, again, the first half stats here from Alice Ingersoll Gym.
All right, Leon, for East Peoria there, 9 of 18 in field goals, 50%. 4 for 6 in three-point shooting, 66.7%. 1 for 2 in free throws, 50%. 8 total rebounds, 2 offensive, 8 first-half turnovers. For the Canton Little Giants, shooting 10 of 19 in field goals, 52.6%. 3 for 7 in threes, 42.9%. 3 for 3 in free throws, 100%. 12 total rebounds, 4 offensive. Also with 8 first-half turnovers. Points in the paint, East Peoria with 6, Canton with 12.
26 for Little Giants at 15 by Cooper Smith, 5 from Garrett Brandt, 2 by Clay Schrader, 4 by Lucas Ketchum, 26 for East Peoria, 9 by Cole Morton, 2 by Brock Crippen, 9 by Braden Weber, including a tip-in late at the first half, and Brandon Pate with 3, 26-23. That's the halftime show. It's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, your perfect post-game stop at 135 North 5th in Canton. You know, it's one of those things when you see a player like Ryan Smith, you want to talk about a kid who lived with a basketball from the time he was in junior high to the Y and on through the ranks here into the Middle Illini. And again, carried it over into a different sport. And again, it says a lot about the mental toughness and ability that Ryan has carried over into his life. We want to wish him the best. Yep. Except for being a Cub fan, so
he had to throw that one in there, didn't he? I think there was an ulterior motive with that one.
I think so too. Back here, replay begins here in this third period. Off the high screen, that's Garrett Brent. Cooper Smith waits for the ball. He receives it to the opposite side. Nice screen there, set by Ketchum. Again, if he'd have just rolled and looked down the lane, and he had Ketchum there.
Yep.
Got to keep your head up. Nice move. Caleb Owens swatted away at the hoop. And again, saved by K.O., and he was out of bounds.
Yeah, he didn't come all the way back in.
We got to keep our head up when we're dribbling on the perimeter. Options along the baseline there.
Yeah, I think we've missed about four screen rolls so far in this game.
26-23. We're into this third period. Off the high screen. Kicks it out to this near side. It's Hagedorn. No good. Rebound is controlled by Brent. 7-13. K.O. between the circle. Off to this near side. Brent. We'll bounce it out. Bounce pass between the circles.
Get
Smith reverses it.
Get it to him.
There you go. Underneath Ketchum. He catches it. Steps through. Nice job by Ketchum.
That's what happens when you get it to him.
You got to fight your way to be in a position to give him the ball. He'll do the rest. You got a trust factor there.
I mentioned it twice. He knows what to do with the basketball.
And as those are the options, we take a look by this little giant interior. 28-23. Trying to pull away here in this third period of the little giants against longtime middle line nemesis. Three is no good. High with the rebound is Cooper Smith. He waits for nobody. Waits for traffic to go by. Cooper out among the arc. High screen. That's KO. Back to Schrader. Far side. Shot is no good. Rebound by East Peoria. Cradling him is Crippen. Would have been nice to see that shot go down. That'll bring this crowd a little bit of life to it. 6:14 of the third. 28-23. I had text and I had in a three, no good. I had, in the last probably year or so, I had conversation with Ryan Smith a couple of different times. But, again, I actually interviewed him about a year and a half ago for one of our halftime shows. 5:53. Down the lane, that's Pate. Too easy. Field goal good by East Peoria.
Yeah, way too easy.
28-25. Again, here was 5:40. Top of the key. Kick it up. Brant open for a tray. That's good to the near side. And a foul afterwards. Make him pay for it. And Goose, who gets to pay for that one? Pete with a foul. Nope, they called it against Hagedorn.
Yeah.
All right. Hagedorn with the foul. And a three is good by Brant.
You go for a four-point play.
You got it. Big opportunity here by the Little Giants. Garrett Brant looking for his ninth point, and it happens here from the free throw line. Knocked it down. Away, Garrett.
Oh, that's a big play.
We get a combination of two threes scoring tonight. 32-25. That's a huge swing here. Let's see if we can do a little job defensively here. Between the circle, that's Cole Morton. And again, it's Pate drives along the baseline and fed. It's turnover by East Peoria.
That's nine.
It's a again, underneath, nice little spin move. Couldn't finish it off. Catch him off balance. He got fouled. Two shots coming up for the big guy.
And that's Lucas's strength, Leon. They create his opportunity to go to the free throw line.
And Schrader tried almost the impossible spin in the lane shot there.
That was a Euro circus type layup.
And again, Crippen to foul. His first, second team. And catch to the free throw line. Lucas will shoot it. Knocked it down. Again tonight, seven in the scoring column. So we got three scorers tonight. That's a good balance I think you want to achieve with this team.
Yep,
very possible, game in and game out. Catch him, knock down a couple of free throws.
I always think that third guy in double digits is pivotal.
34-25, biggest lead of the night by the Little Giants. 5-minute mark here, third period. Again, Weber drives down. Nice job. That's a hell ball. Good call defensively.
It was a good call.
Catch him on the double team interior. On the hell ball, it'll be Elisha Bennett. Catch him will have a seat. Good work there by the big guy. Also, KO will sit. 4:56. Little Giants will sub. Again, they'll bring Luke Randall and Otto in for the Little G's. Near side, Randall will guard the shooter. That's Crippen. 34-25. Bennett from the far sideline. No good on the three. Trying to fight for it. Tough kid over there is Crippen. He saves it. Well, a head fake there. He's cut off.
Because we're
good
not...
pass, almost a steal by Schrader. Weber for three.
Knew it was coming.
That's why he's over 20 points the first two nights. He just finds a way to score for
That's
them.
A double dribble.
And a double dribble by the Little Giants. He knew it. Turnover by the Little Giants. Gives it right back here at the 429 mark of
turnover
the third.
Turnover number nine for Ken.
So it's 429, 34-28. And the big three there by East Peoria with the answer. And then the travel gives it right back to the Raiders. Bennett, look for the screen. He gets it outside the circle. There's Hagedorn. Now he gives it up, reverses it. Weber, nice job defensively by Cooper Smith. He tried to sneak in for the backside there.
Nice denial of the basketball.
Trying to get the ball to Weber. That is their money guy, their go-to guy here in the early going of the season. May change later, but right now he's their main guy. And the ball tipped to turnover.
That's 10 for East Peoria.
East Peoria. Cooper Smith out on the arc. Puts the ball on the floor. Glides. Comes up short. Bennett. The ball knocked out of bounds. And last touch by the Little Giants. East Peoria player down on the court. But he's back up and ready to go with 4:04 remaining in the third. Bob Wagner, Leon Gruber with you. And an early night of basketball. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back here Monday night. Canton girls will take on Macomb at 7 here on WBYS. The ball knocked away. Nice job there by Randall. Smith, bounce pass, and again intercepted by East Peoria. Left it a little bit too short, and then the contact. Randall and East Peoria player got tangled up.
I'm going to call a foul on Luke.
And again, unfortunately, it was kind of an incidental play there.
Two guys fighting for the basketball. Yep. One guy gets penalized.
And again, it's going to be against Luke Randall. That's his first as a team, the half. 3:47 outlet. Almost a good hustle play there by Luke.
I got to get back.
Yep, off the baseline. Again, Cooper Smith, lead pass, Otto, and he laid it up and in. Nice job.
Boy, what a behind-the-back play by Cooper Smith.
Yeah, to avoid the steal, he made it, made the pick and a layup to, again, Evan Otto, his first 2 points of the night. Back up by eight here. 36-28. 3:22. Three, this near side. Crippen.
You got to contest those shots.
Boy, that's like a big, again, shot there by Crippen. 36-31. 3:18 remaining in the third period. A 30-second timeout during the Turkey Tournament here from Alice Ingersoll. Jim, back in 30 seconds.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Timeout again taken down on the court as a 3:18 mark of the third period, 36-31. Bob mentioned it's on the break there. They're not going to let us pull away here, and they're not going to let this game get away from them.
They're going to go down to the end.
We've seen East Peoria teams in the past sort of kind of collapse
dribble.
And a double dribble.
Again,
the mental part of it, you know, again, continues to plague us in different points of this game, Bob.
Turnover number 11.
You know, the double down. Dribble, the travel, kind of the indecision
That's
type of things here.
Two double dribbles out of our last four possessions.
Up by five. Little Giants will dig in defensively here at the three-minute mark of the third. Back out front. That's Pate off the high screen, guarded there by Randall. Swings the pass to the far side. That's Weber for a three. He's got an uncanny ability to knock down key shots in key stretches.
And they are not going to go away.
36-34. Down by two. Little Giants. Randall underneath Schrader. A little head fake. Got the contact and a bounce is too strong. Who gets it? Randall in the lane. Gets it to Otto. Back out front. Brandt for a three. Answered. Too strong. Ball tapped up. Randall. Fights for it. Good physical play there. Not Crippen down. And now we got a reach and a foul. Now what are we going to say against Otto?
Yeah.
On a hold. That's going to be the second. Again, you got some of these mental mistakes by this team. Hurley. Got to wipe that slate clean here.
Short-term memory.
Takes away from your good hustle and effort.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the deterring thing about it. 36-34, 2:20, the third. This is kind of like a preview of the middle line ice for Sherton. Ball tipped away. East Fury maintains the possession. Out front, that's Morton. He's a tough cookie, man.
He is.
Off the baseline, short corner. That's Crippen. Man, the two teammates almost collided. Back out front, that's Pete. Puts the ball on the floor. Slides to the defensive block. That's going to be one with the body.
You need to let him go, man. He is out of control.
Yep.
To the basket.
And that's going to be against Ketchum. It's going to be his second. And the third as a team, but two-shot variety. I thought it come before the attempt, which is not an attempt, you know what I'm saying? Come before that. They've been calling it the last couple of years that way. It's like the continuation type of thing. There's no continuation in the game, but they call it.
Yep.
So Pete connects on the free throw. Another one coming up here. And could tie it with the free throw. They do. So a couple of times we've been tied in this game. 36-36 here with the minute 58 mark. Both games have been tough here tonight, Bob. First game, 56-53. First win by Delvin. That was in the opening game here.
You got Hagedorn in for Weber.
Again, as we mentioned, Teagarden out. He was on crutches when he came in the building. Senior, 6'8". We'll see him a little later in the year. 36-36, a minute 51. See if the Little Giants can get sparked here offensively. Cooper Smith hasn't scored in this period. Start, stop, off-balance shot, partially blocked. He gets it back, and again in the lane. How long in the lane? And the shot was no good. Tap up again. He continues to fight for it. And again, Matthews, and it's going to be a foul against Cooper Smith. That's unfortunate, man. He got hacked on the arm inside. All that contact. Now, you can't tell me there was one time in there where he didn't get fouled. You know,
right.
And the trees. You got three officials who don't do a very good job of working as a team.
I like to see that called on both ends.
You know, just got hammered inside, and then he retaliates and picks up the fouls, his first. Fourth team foul. 36 apiece here, minute 25. Again, it's Weber. Back out front to Hagedorn. Screen, East Peoria, far sideline. That is Bennett with a minute 12. Along the baseline, he's out of control, and then it's going to be a blocking foul against Randall. But again, that offensive player who's out of kilter, out of control, makes the contact, but it results in a foul against the D. It's going to be the second foul against Randall. 15 foul. Minute 10, they lob it out front. Crippen picks it up. Now to Weber. Hagedorn drives along the baseline, and the ball sticks near the rim. Again, we had that play the other night.
Definitely.
On a layup.
When Lucas Ketchum tried to go for a layup.
So that's going to be a foul. Now against Ketchum, that's going to be his third. Two shots coming up. And it'll put, again, Hagedorn in a position to get his first point of the night. Sinks the free throw. Next one coming up. They are 3-for-3 in this period from the line. They take the lead again. 37-36 here. Next free throw and sinks it. So Hagedorn, the only 2 points of the night, puts them up by two. 38-36.
You got Braden Lowry into the game now for Weber.
All right. He's a 6-foot junior. Cooper Smith will walk it up at 58. Randall high post. Brandt to this near side as a guard. Otto far corner and catch him in the low block area to this near side. Off the left side of the baseline. Cooper Smith bounce pass to the right side. Otto looks it over. High post there. Randall, his jumper, no good. Rebound control by East Peoria. Wrong guy to shoot that shot there. Randall just not in that mix to shoot it. And again, with 29 seconds here, East Peoria with the lead. Hagedorn was going to shoot the three. Bennett now with 23. Puts the ball on the floor down the lane. Shoots it up, no good. High with the rebound is Randall. Still plenty of time here. Chance to tie it, take the lead with the three. 13 seconds. Back out front to Cooper Smith. They'll try to screen for him. Now with seven. Looking, Cooper Smith with four. Start, stops, off his foot. Jumper catching the near side, and it rolls up, no good. Denied at the end to tie this third period at the end of three quarters. East Peoria 38, the Little Giants 36. Heading to the fourth quarter tonight here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Back here in 1 minute.
Your local community bank is Mid-America National Bank. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer, and we're proud to serve.
I'm Mitch Coonrod, Commercial Ag Loan Officer. We've been involved with community events since 1933. Our employees, stockholders, and directors are all local, and we invest locally. Look around at the next game. You'll see someone with a connection to Mid-America.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GM Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
Back here as we continue our coverage, two-point advantage, East Peoria. Advantage that period to East Peoria, 15-10. They outscored us. Shooting-wise, what's the difference in that the third period there, Bobby?
Well, not a good quarter for Ken. We were 3 for 13, 23%. East Peoria, not much better, 4 out of 9. But they were 3 for 6 in three-point shooting, 50%.
They out pair of those from Weber and one from Crippen. Underneath, that is a shot there by Schrader. He gets in the scoring column, and it ties this game 38 apiece. That's a good start to this final 8 minutes as Schrader gets his second or his fourth point of the night, first field goal. On a little push out there was Cole Morton, got away with it. That's Weber. And away from the play, going the other way. I think Pate, again, trying to will his way. That's going to be his third against Brandon Pate.
As a turnover, which gives East Peoria 13.
So it's 7:26. We're just at the start of the fourth. Going high-low as we're talking about Schrader at the apex of the circle there. Cooper Smith trying to get the high screen. Cooper Smith is going to go, trying to get the high screen set so they can go opposite off to the left. Swings it, Schrader open at the apex for a three, bounces, ooh, just hit the front of the iron.
Look good.
It's a good look, a little push and a shove underneath there, no call. Took them a little while to get the right instructions on how to run it. 38 apiece, 6:54. Weber, I think you got to shut the door on him. If you allow him to score, they'll beat you. Again, so far, Weber's had 15 in this game. Bounce pass, long between the lane. Weber against Cooper Smith. Ball deflected. A good job. Might catch him on the rotation right underneath the bucket.
Nice weak side defense.
Yep. You got to catch him with those three fouls. 6:36. East Peoria, the ball went down the hallway, turned left, and out the door. No. But close.
Almost to McDonald's.
Probably needed a little break there. Probably in the hospitality room. See if there's any, you know, that good food they had in there. Great job again, not only the girls tournament, but again, John does a good job setting it up. Interior ball deflected, a turnover by East Peoria.
Man, 100 mile an hour fastball from 5 feet away. It's hard to catch.
6:32, 38 apiece.
Pate even passes the ball hard.
Again, trying to get it to the opposite side over here. Brandt, again, three guards. They're holding up the three fingers. Opposite side, Otto. Brandt open to the near side. If he can skip past here, Otto. And a dangerous throw there. Back out front to Cooper Smith.
Had the right idea to go over the
in
top.
In between the circle, and then it's going to be contact and a foul out front here. Cooper's trying to drive from about the free throw line. Try to isolate, to try to get some shooters open. And again, Cole Morton picks up his first. And we'll see Elijah Bennett comes back in. He will replace Cole Morton. He gets a little bit of a breather. In a 38-38 tie, we'll stack two on each side of the lane. Inbounds, Cooper Smith to Brandt. Looks over the defense. Guarded there by Weber. Now to Smith. That's Otto from the free throw line. Cooper Smith trying to set the screen. Pop out. Garrett Brandt from straight on. It's in and out. No good. Whoa. Had a couple of good looks, though. 38 apiece. Here comes Pate off balance. His shot was no good. And a ball tapped out of bounds.
Man, that kid is just reckless, I'll tell you what.
Yep.
I have never seen someone play as high speed as he does.
And Pate here. Inbounds, it goes to Weber. His shot was blocked, no call. Here comes Cooper Smith in transition. 2-on-2 through the defense, rolled it up, missed it. Catch him, fights for it. And it went off of, I think, East Peoria.
That's what they're calling.
And catch him. But just right out of his distance there. So it's a 38-38 tie. Pate will sit. Back in the lineup for them will be Morton. 5:35. Winner of this Wednesday Thanksgiving tournament. Little Giants have not won for a couple of years, since 2009-10 season. 5:28 here. Back out front. Cooper Smith works off the high screen by Ketchum. Green and roll, not there. Otto, short corner, catch him, turns, faces up to the basket.
Yeah,
just missed it. Man, we had 3 or 4 shots.
Yeah.
Get the in and out.
Lucas was hacked on the play, too, and no call.
That's a tough one there. 38 apiece, coming up on 5 minutes here in the fourth. Back out front, lob it to this near side. That's Cole Morton. That's Weber. Turns in the lane. Soft shot, no good. Smith with a rebound. Good defense there. Weber avoids, and then he tripped. Weber trips him. Hey, you know, they made contact. What are you oohing and on about? He's the one to make contact. That's going to be his third. Again, who do you attack? You thought I was going to say, who do you call, right? That's not who it was. Who do you attack? And that's Weber now. He's got 3. You want to take him out of the equation.
He had 2 in the first quarter, and we've done nothing as far as that since.
Otto catches it out front. Cooper Smith drops down low. Otto slides to the defense and catch him. That's going to be a travel. Man, we just cannot get our bearings going here. We just cannot get some good consistency.
You can't find that rhythm.
Nope. Tie remains at 38 apiece.
And a sluggish quarter for both, to be honest.
4:37, Bennett off the high screen. Takes it off the baseline, off balance. He just throws it up.
You bail him out. I just don't get that.
You tell me how he just throws it up, and you get 2 shots of that. See, that rule has to be changed somehow.
They just call that contact.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is when you see them taking off like that, get out of the way.
Yeah. Because he's just going to throw it up there like he did.
And he threw that thing up over his head. Yeah. He didn't even see the basket.
So it's a foul on Otto. It's his third, and Bennett with the free throw.
Man, I just don't understand that.
No. It's like Pate when he's in there. You know, he's going to go 90 miles an hour, and he's got to just kind of like either get out of the way.
Force him to the sideline.
Yeah, exactly. Bennett missed the free throw. 39-38. East Peoria advantage. We're coming up inside.
Attaboy, Garrett. Nice Garrett Brandt.
And Garrett Brandt with the field goal there. So a nice job there. That is his 11th point.
He had that pump pick for a three-way on the defender bit. Took one step in and he shot.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
40-39. Again, spin move there from the free throw line. Jumpers in and out, no good. High with the rebounds, catch him. Back with a one-point lead. The Little Giants at the four-minute mark here.
You got to get a good look at the basket here.
KO cuts in the lane. Brandt, little head fake again. He gets his man up and again. Mid-range jumper in the lane. Nice job by Garrett. That's what you need to do.
You get him in rhythm offensively.
Now,
we can be a fun team to watch.
42-39. 3:40. Again, screen off the baseline. Shot and then catch him. Got him on the arm. Catch will have his 4th foul. Took it right at Ketchum.
We need Lucas on the court.
Yep. So Cole Morton to the free throw line. Shooting his first free throw. He had all 3s in that first half. So 3:35, and Cole Morton shoots the free throw and knocked it down. 3:35 left here in the final night of this Thanksgiving tournament, 42nd year. Man, it has produced a number of great scorers and teams who have played in the state finals. Just a great history here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. 42-40 now. Morton back to the stripe for East Peoria. And he sinks the second one. Puts him at 11 on the night. Puts them within one. Canton possession, 3:30. 42-41. KO dribbles in. Smith near sideline. Brandt covered up here defensively. He got a chaser, Pate down the lane. From the free throw line, Randall gives it up. Schrader, Smith, Brandt. Pressure out front. Smith, somebody's got to be open. Brandt for the near side for the three, and he makes the pay. Makes the pay with the triple. A big three shot there by Brandt.
Confidence is growing in that young man.
They try to make the steal, and it sucked the defense in, and they didn't get the recovery guy, and he buried it, 45-41. Clutch shooting again in this game by Brandt. Gets in the low block area, turns, spins, little drop spit. Shot no good. Fighting for it, Randall, and then Cooper Smith comes up with it. Little Giants with a 2:41 mark. Brandt, let's get overzealous here, too much here. That is Caleb Owens. 45-41, Little Giants with the advantage. Again to the near side, and it's a quick reach and a foul against Pate.
Whenever you say the word quick, you know Pate's involved.
Fourth foul against Brandon Pate tonight, who started for, again, Jacob Teagarden, who was injured Friday night.
I'd like to see how fast that young man is.
Whoa. You got Weber, who has three fouls. He's back on the floor here with 2:26 remaining. Canton with an advantage, 45-41. Schrader, lob it out front to KO.
Run some clock.
Yep. Again, back out front. High post to Randall.
Got to move.
Turns. KO for three. He needs one. In and out, no good. High with the rebound. Randall drops it up, no good. They fight for the rebound. Out of the pack comes Morton. 45-41. Weber, you got to guard him. And a three by Weber. It goes in and out, no good. And that's Bennett over the back.
Yeah, good job.
Garrett
by
Brandt, good job. Garrett Brandt, he deserves to be on the all-tourney. He said, again, the two previous games were clutch shooting. Again, big tonight as well.
We will need that in the middle line.
Seven in this period by Garrett Brandt. Again, on the opening night, he had the big quarter, and again last night had the big third period, and tonight the big fourth quarter. Again, Garrett Brandt shooting here, and a free throw goes in.
That shooting roll right there.
It didn't look the prettiest. That thing bounced up and then just kind of fell back through.
It'll be a swish in the paper tomorrow.
46-41 here. Another big free throw coming up from Garrett Brandt, the sophomore. Bends at the knees. Garrett misses the free throw with the rebound to Morton. Up here, 46-41. Bennett puts the ball on the floor, glides through, and that's a quick reach and a foul.
Why are you fouling?
Against Randall.
Why are you fouling?
Looks like he's got him across the body there. Foul.
Just contest the shot.
Again, don't let him beat you off the dribble to begin with, and then you got to recover.
Now you're letting your opponent score with the clock stop.
So Bennett knocks down the free throw.
Man, you've got to understand the situation.
46-42 with Bennett shooting with the clock stop. Minute 54 left. Bends at the knees. Bennett sinks another one. I can see him being an integral part to their offense later in the year.
He'll see increased minutes as it goes, for sure.
Men 46-43 now. Minute 54, Little Giants now. Schrader, Otto.
Got a hustle.
Cooper Smith. Now he gets it across the touch line. Bounce pass to Otto. Swings to the opposite side, KO. And Coach Jay Murphy will take a timeout. Minute 42 left in this one. Canton 46, East Peoria 43. A full timeout. Back here to Alice Ingersoll Gym in 1 minute.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Obviously, we've made a lot of changes.
This is Dwayne Wade.
We got Holmes! Tony, that is finished! Dwayne Wade!
Rajon Rondo.
Right side three and a big money shot!
We're really excited about the possibilities that are in front of us.
This is Chuck Swirsky. Join Bill Weddington and me for every Chicago Bulls basketball game here.
Wade, open three. Bam! Dwayne Wade!
That was pretty.
Yes, it was.
The Chicago Bulls play here.
Listen to the Chicago Bulls all season long on the voice of Fulton County, WBYS.
Here we go, minute 42. Possession stays with Canton. Otto. We got Schrader, Brandt, KO, and Cooper Smith. Canton leads by three. Cooper Smith attacks. Needs some help. Back out here. Ball knocked away. That's a quick foul against Cole Morton.
I think it might be on Pate.
Okay. One of those two. It's yep, it is Pate. And that'll be bye-bye time.
You say quick foul.
Yep. Against Pate, and he fouls out here. And again, 7 points of the night fouling out here at the minute 34 mark. So we'll send Cooper Smith to the free throw line. It was not made a point in this half. 15 in the opening half. Again, to the free throw line. Everybody block out here. Maybe we get the free throw attempt there by Smith. It knocks it down. 16 of the night. It's been a good addition moving back into town and being a part of this basketball team. That is for sure.
Welcome back.
I think he's given a little energy to the rest of this team as well. A couple free throws there.
Confidence, too.
Yep. 17 of the night, 48-43. A little distance now. Now play smart defense here.
Don't foul.
Yep. Back out front, little push off there. No call against Cole Morton. Minute 23, clock runs here. Bennett right next to his teammate. Weber launches an off-balance three, no good. High with the rebound, Morton, and a reach from behind by Otto, and foul.
I'm not counting that.
No. Nope. Again, why fouling? The shot was already done. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
Our lapses. No, they gave it to Schrader.
You just have to understand the situation.
Yep. Second on Schrader.
You're letting this team score, try and score a point to the clock stop.
And fouling the wrong guys. That's why you have to be smart when you do it. Know who you're fouling if you are going to.
Totally agree.
So another one, opportunity here by Cole Morton. He's one of the better free throw shooters on their team.
I got to make sure to tell his dad on Monday he played a pretty good tournament.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly.
I talked to his dad quite a bit. He's a pretty good kid.
12 in his night by Cole Morton, trying to get them back. And it does with three. Down by three.
Here comes the press.
48-45. We'll see how we react here. Trying to get it across the timeline. Cooper Smith does with a minute 10. Back out front. KO. Now to Cooper Smith. They pressure out front here. Weber and also Cole Morton.
Should be a foul on Cole.
Yep. There'll be a pair of fouls on Cole Morton as a junior. So a minute two to the free throw line. Cooper Smith.
1-1.
Little Giants it again. 3-for-3 in the third quarter and 3-for-4 so far in this period. So 6-of-7 in this half.
Got to get the first one.
Yep. So again, it's a little quiet, and you can see the student body willing it in. Next free throw is coming up. 18 of the night by Cooper Smith, the junior. Coach Jay Murphy giving instructions on when they got to play defense, what they need to do here. So a couple of key free throws. Extends it back up by five. 50-45 with 58 seconds. Off this near side. That's Hagedorn.
Keep
Bennett. Yep. Again, off balance shot. Comes up short. Bennett touched it. And it'll be Canton basketball.
I was going to say, keep the ball out of Morton and Weber's hand.
Yep. So again, we have a timeout taken by Jay Murphy with 47 seconds to set up the offensive, which will be the length of the floor. Canton leads 50-45 at 47 seconds. Canton a timeout, back in 30 seconds.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Back here on Monday night, Macomb at the Canton Girls, 7 o'clock Friday night. Washington will take on the Canton Girls and Boys, 5:30, 7 o'clock. That's next week. 47 seconds here, the inbounds, KO. With a five-point advantage, sideline goes to Otto. Brandt back out front to KO. Nice little press breaker that time by the Little Giants. Brandt with 35, up by 5, trying to protect it. Bennett fouls KO.
I just like the fact we took 13 seconds off the clock before there was a foul.
But they did a real good job of attacking that little bit of pressure there.
Well, when you keep your head up and keep your dribble alive, it makes things a lot easier.
So KO will go to the free throw line, his first attempt from the stripe tonight, looking for his first point.
Yeah, it's a double bonus time now.
Yep. So the super bonus coming up. And KO misses the free throw. Second one going down. He needs to keep getting his confidence back for his shooting because he's got another valuable component to this team. Sinks it. Got one of two from the free throw line for Caleb Owen. 51-45. Little breathing room for Little G's now. 28-second mark here. Sideline. East Peoria gets it. Down the lane, and it's a Weber field goal. Weber field goal, 51-47. 16 seconds now. You got to come up. That's why East Peoria coach Matt Wright and a foul against Bennett. But again, it took off about 4.5 seconds there.
Got to put Clay Schrader to the line for two.
Yep. So Bennett commits to foul. Stay tuned for a post game. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main and Canton. You can check out their nightly specials. Your favorite steak dinner, Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. And Clay Schrader to the free throw line. And two early free throws. And a field goal to add for free throw here. So again, in the night, 5 points. Clay Schrader.
Little Giants are 7-for-9 in free throws this quarter.
Again, another one coming up here by Clay Schrader. Knocked it down. Key free throws in this fourth period by the Little G's. 53-47. East Peoria in a hurry.
Nice
and
job.
A steal.
KO.
KO. They'll pull it out with five. Nice job by the Little Giants. They'll hold on to it, and the Little Giants will preserve a well-earned Thanksgiving tournament title. They win it 53-47. Went through a little bit of rough patch in that second period, but after that, played pretty good basketball here tonight. And the Little Giants win the Thanksgiving tournament for 2016, 53-47. Little Giants' first title since 2009. During that year, Jordan Fouts, Chase Fletcher were all tourney selections. Other team members were Matt Putrich, Justin Rollett. So that's a pretty good group to be in that category. So the first time that they won, and it was Jeff Otto's third season as a head coach, last title here for the Thanksgiving tournament, 2009 and 10. So our congratulations to Jay Murphy and the Canton Little Giants Thanksgiving tournament champions. 53-47. Back to wrap this one up here on the postgame show. Back in 2 minutes.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Up next, the Little Giant postgame show is brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main and Canton. Stop into Big Racks for your nightly specials, your favorite steak dinner. Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. Finishes out Canton Wednesday tournament 3-0, 53-47. They finished 3-0. East Peoria 2-1. Then you have Delavan at 1-2, IVC at 0-3. First tournament championship for the Canton program since 2009-2010. All tourney selections, including Garrett Brandt and Cooper Smith from Canton, Cole Morton, and also Braden Weber from East Peoria, and from IVC, Jordan Mercer, and also from Delavan, Noah Jekyll. Those are your all tourney team selection. Final scoring numbers here tonight from this Canton win, 53-47. 19 of the night by Cooper Smith, 15 0s in the first half. Garrett Brandt tonight, I thought well-earned tourney selection there. He had 17 tonight, and he had some clutch periods, clutch shots throughout this tournament. He finishes with 17 tonight. Caleb Owens with one free throw. Clay Schrader with six. Lucas Ketchum with eight. And Evan Otto with two. Little Giants with their 53. East Peoria is 47. 17 and lost by Braden Weber, all tourney team member. 13 by Cole Morton. Also Brock Crippen with 5, 2 by Grant Hagedorn, and 7 who fouling out was Brandon Pate, and 3 by, that's Elijah Bennett with his 3 free throws. That's the final tonight. Canton 53 and East Peoria 47. And again, leading scorer 19, Cooper Smith, 17 for Garrett Brandt. And again, the all tourney selections, Garrett Brandt, Cooper Smith, with the Canton Little Giants. We'll have a rundown of the stats. We'll do that with Bob Wagner. That's coming up next. Also a visit with the head coach, Jay Murphy, and more coming up on our postgame show brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse. Bobby, final statistical numbers here tonight.
All right, Leon, for East Peoria, 14 of 36 in field goals, 38.9%. 7 out of 15 in three-point shooting, 46.7%. 12 out of 14 in free throws, 70.6%. 22 total rebounds, 6 offensive, 15 total turnovers. For the Canton Little Giants, shooting 17 out of 42 in field goals, 40.5%. 5 for 14 in three-point shooting, 29.4%. 14 for 16 in free throws.
Nice job.
78.7%. 28 total rebounds, 10 offensive, 13 total turnovers. Points in the paint, East Peoria with 10, Canton with 20.
All right, we'll visit with the coach and the player after we take a quick timeout. Back here now, Ingersoll Gym in 1 minute.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Back here now, Ingersoll Gym. First tourney title for the Canton program since 2009 and 10. And Jay Murphy, congratulations. A lot better effort tonight. I think energy tonight was carried over all four quarters tonight. A lot better effort from the Little Giants.
Yeah, kids played well, and you know, it's a tribute to them. And I think we talked last night a little bit about I knew they were going to come out in a 1-3-1. The bad part about it is I forgot to work on it today at practice, so we drew it up in a timeout, and kids executed perfectly.
Yeah, when you look at it. Luke Randall's with us, and Luke, what's it like being a part of this group now and a chance to win one of the first tourney titles here to be a part of that your senior year?
It's really cool. I mean, I grew up, it would have been my brother's freshman year they won it. It's something that I've always looked forward to doing. I haven't seen it in a while, something I wanted to accomplish.
Well, what's kind of your role with this team? What do you look to be a defensive kind of part of the team? What's kind of the big thing for you?
I look at my guys. I'm the hustle guy, I'd say. I'm supposed to rebound, play defense, box out.
Do the little important things, right?
Yes, sir.
Don't let him fool you. He can shoot it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he can. He's worked on it. And, you know, there's guys that we talk about knowing their roles, and this is one that really knows his roles, but he's worked on his shooting, and the guy's got a green light to shoot wide open threes anytime he want, but the energy that he brings us, obviously he would have been starting here, and my buddy got a little sick for a couple days, but and it's tribute to him, he get back so quick, and you know, the kid battled, and you know, he brings that energy, and I think our other guys feed off of it, and it's an important part of what we do.
You got several underclass kids, and you got several mixed with some of the football players. What's this team going to be like when everybody gets kind of healthy and kind of into the flow of understanding the whole parts of Jay's playing here? What do you look about this team here?
I'm actually impressed with how our football guys picked it up. They've only had 3 days of practice before going into this, so I think once we get back into the flow of having weeks of practices, everybody's going to pick up and we'll be able to work together with everybody out there.
It's a pretty nice to get a little bragging rights early against East Peoria, even before we actually begin the conference, because that's East Peoria has always been a great matchup and a nemesis of us.
Yeah, but we still can't go out looking down on them. Got to go out and look at them as they can beat us.
What's the excitement about the next Friday opening up against Washington here? Are you guys excited about getting open the middle on that conference here?
Oh, yeah, we're looking to stay undefeated at home. They're a good team, so.
Absolutely. Luke, nice job tonight, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
To see you as always. And again, Jay Murphy is with us. And Jay, why don't we talk about real quickly here, one other thing here, and then we'll let you go. Again, one of the things tonight, you played through that little down stretch in that second period, played through that and got the momentum back there. And I thought it was key, didn't it? You know, to get through that particular kind of over the hump during that stretch there and brought a lot of energy from the rest of the game there.
Yeah, you know, the kids didn't panic. And we just stayed with what we wanted to do and continued to do it. And, you know, when we execute our stuff, we're pretty good. Mm-hmm. And we did there late, and then we made some free throws late. And, you know, it's a tribute to those kids because they just go out and battle and battle and battle, and if we get that night in and night out, we could be very successful this season.
And I thought we started looking a little bit more, trying to go inside to get some points inside there. Makes everything else a little bit easier to score from, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, we got a big guy down there who can score, and I think we got to look a little more for him. But also, he's just coming back, so he's kind of getting accustomed to what we're doing. So this week of practice is going to be huge for us.
3-0 start, Thanksgiving title, Maddie. That's a great start to the season, and love to see that smile on your face, man.
Well,
other than bad mouthing me and Bob, you know, that's the only time I ever see the smile.
I badmouth you. I know I do wags, but no, I appreciate it, guys, and we'll see you Friday night.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate it. Nice job tonight, Little Giants, to win it by a score of 53-47 as the Little Giants again start the season at 3-0. So a quick comment here, Bob. What other things that we can? We got Monday night. We got the girls taking on Macomb. We'll be back here for that one, and then a pair of games on Friday night. Again, one of the things here is we'll talk about here as we're kind of wrapping things up here. But I thought it was an impressive third night for this Little Giant team.
It was. You know, I think when you look at how we played, it's nice to see that when you're not firing on all cylinders and having somewhat of an off night, you can overcome it and with a win. And, you know, I'm really proud of the kids and what they've done, you know, as far as fighting through that fourth quarter and, you know, winning some games at home. And I think, you know, it gives them some confidence going into next week against a very good and very capable team, Washington Panthers.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Monday night, we'll be back here, non-conference game. Canton girls will take on Macomb. We'll be on the air with you, 7 o'clock tip-off in about 15 minutes prior to that for our pregame show. All tourney selections, again, Garrett Brandt and Cooper Smith. For the Canton Little Giants, East Peoria had Braden Weber, Cole Morton from IVC, Jordan Mercer, and also Noah Jekyll as Little Giants' first Thanksgiving title since 2009-10 as the Canton Little Giants win here tonight, 53-47. For Megan, our engineer, back to the studios. Again, for all of our sponsors, thanks for being a part of another basketball season, as well as Bob Wagner. I'm Leon River. Winners of, again, 3-0 start. Thanksgiving tournament title belongs to the Canton Little Giants, 53-47. And so long, everybody. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday night back here for girls basketball here on the Voice of the Little Giants.